And we want to update you right now on a breaking news story. We're learning that Israel's Defense Force is saying a large ground operation has been launched in the Gaza Strip after days of fighting there between Israel and Hamas. The tweet from the IDF spokesperson says a large IDF force has just launched a ground operation in the Gaza Strip. A new phase of Operation Protective Edge has begun. Joining us now to talk about this is Aaron David Miller with the Woodrow Wilson Institute. Aaron, tell us your thoughts on this.
Well, you know, this is rumors and reports, indications have been building that as long in recent days, as long as this sort of high trajectory weapons fire from Hamas continued, that at some point the Israelis, barring the possibility of a ceasefire, which clearly a terrible one is not in the cards, Egyptians tried twice, that the Israelis would in fact consider and now launch a significant ground incursion. We have one precedent for this. It occurred in 08 and 09. It was called Operation Cast Lead. It lasted about 3 weeks. The Israelis moved into northern and central Gaza. They destroyed and blocked much of the tunnel infrastructure, degraded and undermined a fair number of fair percentage of Hamas's high trajectory weapons capacity, killed about 600 Hamas fighters out of a force of 10,000. But as we know, there was no end state to this, because unless the Israelis are prepared to reoccupy Gaza for an extended period of time, or literally extirpate Hamas as an organization, and when I say that, I mean dismantle its national infrastructure and try to kill as many of its operatives, commanders, and leaders as possible. The reality is that the end state here is extremely uncertain. The other reality, of course, is civilian casualties. Israelis may go to enormous lengths to distinguish between combatants and non-combatants, but the reality is no matter how good your intel, no matter how much warning you provide, the Israelis, having operated in close quarters, densely populated urban areas — Gaza is probably one of the most densely populated areas on Earth, 1.8 million, and to root out this tunnel structure, even if they do it at night, and the Israelis have clear capacity and operate it at night, which Hamas does not, you are going to see civilian casualties. Then it was 1,300 Palestinians that were dead, killed in 08 and 09, 10 Israeli soldiers, 3 civilians during the course of the entire operation, of a significant number of Hamas fighters, but a larger number of Palestinian civilians. So this is going to complicate things immeasurably, it seems to me, in terms of the broader interests. But in fact, the Israelis have a sense of how to get in, and I suspect they also have a sense of how to get out. But how long this is going to take to play out, what kind of implications and consequences it's going to have, whether or not it'll inject a certain amount of urgency in calls for a ceasefire, all of that right now is very unclear. We're simply going to have to watch this thing as it unfolds.
Well, and just a minute left here, but how do you expect that Hamas will respond to this?
You know, they clearly anticipated this. I'm not sure the Israelis have the element of surprise. Hamas has no choice, it seems to me, but to resist and to fight. But at the end of the game, at the end of the day, they are going to be severely weakened militarily as a consequence of this. But as we've seen in the past, the issue with these asymmetrical wars have a lot more to do with image presentation and public diplomacy. And in that contest, Hamas, particularly if there are large numbers of civilian casualties, whatever the Israeli intention, Hamas stands a fair chance of winning the PR battle.
Right.
Now, what has changed here are several things. Egypt is no longer a willing supporter, number one. And number two, having rejected two ceasefires, it seems to me the political and moral advantage at the moment appears to be with the Israelis. That could easily be lost, however.
That's Aaron David Miller with the Woodrow Wilson Center talking with us about the breaking news today. Stay with NPR for the latest on this Israeli ground offensive in Gaza. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.